because of his intelligence, his ruthlessness, and his resolve, but certainly not for any maritime prowess. Up here on the bridge deck, the leader stopped to scan the night in all directions. There were few signs of civilization on shore except for some wooden shacks, but an electric glow hung in the haze over the huge coastal metropolis of Kochi, just 45 kilometers to the south. Satisfied no one was around to hear a scream across the open water, he reached for the door latch. The middle-aged Indian captain did not turn as the leader entered the bridge. He kept his hands on the wheel, looking straight ahead, his chest heaving from dread. He knew. The leader continued forward with his knife shielded down behind his thigh. He'd planned on asking a question as he approached, something nonchalant to distract the man, to put him at ease for the moment. But instead, he kept silent, raising the blade in his right hand. At three paces, he rushed the man's back, reached around in front of his body with the knife, then thrust the blade into his neck and pulled it back across the bare throat. He withdrew the knife and took a single stride back. The Indian spun. Blood spewed across the bridge, catching the leader's pants